This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, believe it or not, more snow in the forecast for Buffalo, New York tonight. Just a dusting, though, and only a 30% chance, says the National Weather Service. Then it's going to start raining, which will bring problems of its own. But in the meanwhile, there is this to consider. How do you take an entire NFL game? The Jets were scheduled to play the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday. How do you take that game, pick it up, and move it 214 miles as the crow flies so the two teams can play in Detroit on Monday night? It's a rare move and a costly one, even if you've had months to plan, never mind 6.5 feet of snow on the ground. Nova Sappho reports.
In professional sports teams, there are people dedicated to the travel of players and staff for away games. They're sort of like the George Costanzas of the fictional Yankees in Seinfeld.
Now, who are you again?
George Costanza, assistant to the traveling secretary.
Are you the guy who put us in that Ramada in Milwaukee?
Now, you know that's make-believe because professional and major college football teams wouldn't be put up at a Ramada. That's according to Kevin Green. He's the director of football operations for the University of Kansas.
The hotel has to have conference space available for meetings. That typically limits those hotels to Hiltons, Marriott's, traditional business hotels.
Green says his football team and staff usually total anywhere from 100 to 170 people. And another thing all those people need is food.
The food is very specific to individual players' positions. You're looking for specific cuts of meat, proteins, carbs that usually have to be ordered a week in advance.
When planning in advance, the price tag for travel can run somewhere in the $200,000 range. Green says the Buffalo Bills are likely paying as much as 30% extra because of their last-minute scramble. But team spending is only part of the equation.
We foresee the direct spending to be around $3 million.
That's Deanna Maychek of the Detroit Convention and Visitors Bureau. That $3 million figure includes spending by fans.
That will benefit our local hotels, restaurants, bars, and retailers.
Maychek says they're hopeful that some 30,000 fans might show up for Monday's game. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.